Fitting in isn't always the easiest thing to do for some people. No matter what environment, work, family, school, it can be a tough thing to just relate to the people around you. Peter Parker knew this too well. Loved by his Aunt May and Uncle Ben, honored by his teachers in school. But when it came to his peers, it wasn't like that at all. You see, people often fear the different and the unknown. This is the story of Peter Parker. Welcome to Origin. Our story begins in Peter's high school. He's talking to a girl named Sally, and he asks if she'll be busy that night. Sally immediately turns him down and says she wasn't his type, especially when there are guys like Flash Thompson around. Flash disses Peter, calling him a bookworm. And then Peter invites everyone to a new exhibit in the science hall later that night. Flash responds by saying, "You stick to science, and we'll stick to the chicks." As you can imagine, this upset Peter, because all he wanted to do was just fit in like everyone else. He then heads to the exhibit, where they're demonstrating how scientists can control radioactive rays. That's when a small spider climbs down and gets caught in the radiation. Once absorbing the radiation, the spider goes into a sudden shock and bites the nearest thing, which was Peter. Peter freaks out, trying to figure out why such a small spider's bite would hurt so much, and why it would be glowing. He then heads outside, walking across the street, with a sudden massive headache. He realizes his whole body feels like it's changing and is now charged with some huge new amount of energy. That's when he hears a honk from a car that's about to hit him. In a split second, he jumps to the side of the road, barely dodging the car. That's when he notices he's actually stuck to the side of a building now. He can even climb to the top with ease. That's when he grabs a pipe to help pull himself up, and he crushes it like paper. Realizing something was way different, he finally pulls it all together, and now knows that that spider somehow gave him these new powers. As he's climbing down the building, he begins to think that he must plan what to do with his new power. He then sees a poster that says $100 to the man who can stay in the ring 3 minutes with Crusher Hogan. Peter decides that this would be a good test of all of his new abilities and rushes home to put on a disguise. Now at the event, he offers to jump in the ring. Once inside the ring, Crusher laughs at him and says he will try and make this as painless as possible. Crusher then sprints to Peter, but Peter is able to dodge him by jumping over him. He then grabs Crusher and carries him up the side of the ring. Crusher begs him in shock to take them both down, and that Peter won. The crowd roared with excitement, getting the attention of a TV producer, who then confronts Peter, saying that his act would make Peter a fortune. Excited about being on TV, Peter heads home. He decides his act needs a little something more, So he makes a spider costume and a device that creates webs like a spider would. Then he needed a name, and what else was more appropriate than the Spider-Man? Peter's act was a huge hit. People were amazed at his costume and web shooters. At the end of his first show, he is bombarded by reporters offering him money, magazine covers, and wanting interviews. After enjoying the attention just a little, he tells them to get in touch with his agent and walks into a back room. Peter then hears someone yelling, "Stop, thief. Stop him. If he makes it to the elevator, he'll get away." That's when he realizes that it's a security guard, that the thief was headed right for him. But Peter doesn't try and stop him, and he lets him run right past him. Confused, a security guard asks Peter why he didn't stop him. Peter simply replies, saying it wasn't his job, and that he was through with being pushed around, and that from now on, only he looked out for himself. Days later, the Spider-Man is hotter than ever, with every big name newspaper writing about him. On his way home after one of his shows, Peter notices a police car outside his house. Panicked, he runs to his house. A policeman stops him with bad news. Peter's uncle Ben had been shot and killed inside his home. He demands to know who did it, and the policeman tells him that it was a burglar, and that his uncle surprised him, and that's why he got shot. Then tells Peter that they had the burglar pinned down at the old Acme warehouse, and that they would get him. Peter then runs inside and suits up to go take down his uncle's murderer. Peter knew the warehouse and knew that a killer could hold off an entire army inside the warehouse. But this killer would be no match for Spider-Man. Outside the warehouse, the police are hesitant to rush inside because the killer could easily pick them apart. The killer inside realizes he's at an advantage and says he only has to last till the moon goes down, and then he can get away for good. That's when he hears a voice from behind him. "You will never escape again, murderer," said the voice. It was Spider-Man, who had slipped through the back without the murderer knowing. The murderer freaks and tries to run. Spider-Man shoots his web, disarms the man. Then he hits him with one punch, knocking him out. That's when Spider-Man realizes something horrible. The murderer looked familiar. It was the thief from earlier that he had let go. Outside, the police are about to make the move, when suddenly, the murderer is slung down from the warehouse on a web, now to be locked up for good. Now with the murderer in custody, Peter is left heartbroken and blaming himself for his uncle's death. If only he had been smarter that day. If only he had stopped him before it was too late. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to my podcast. It really does mean the world to me. If you just enjoyed this podcast, even just a little bit, do me a favor. Go on to iTunes and leave me a review. It helps me more than anything that you can do. As a matter of fact, I challenge you to do it. Leave a review on iTunes and be entered in for a chance to win a free month of bonus episodes. All you have to do is leave a review on iTunes and DM me on Instagram @origin_podcast to be entered to win. As always, if you want to stay up to date on everything Origin, follow us on Twitter and Instagram @origin_podcast and on Facebook @origin_podcast. Thanks again. As always, you guys are the best, and we'll see you next time.